Happy New Year also to Barry Kenny of Éireann Road Éireann in Irish Rail, who joins us on the line now. Barry, thank you so much. I hope 2026 is a good year for you and yours. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Happy New Year to you also.
Thank you. Thank you. And why we have you on is about a story that we had yesterday. Now, this is something that you spoke to us, Jerry, I'd say back in the summer, maybe around June or July that way, about the installation of cameras at level crossings. It's going to happen this year in Kerry.
It is. Now, I suppose the automated level crossings are the ones that we're talking about. Now, they already have cameras on them, but the cameras that are in place on those crossings are for the safe operation of the crossings. It's so that our controllers can see that the crossing is lowered correctly, that there's been no trespass or no damage, and the trains can proceed. But what this is about is twofold. One, it is, I suppose, kind of breaking the red lights as barriers are about to lower or lowering, and the other, and particularly the case in the two crossings we're talking about in County Kerry, which are at Minish and at Farran 4, is about speeding at those crossings. So we've been working with the Gardaí in terms of developing and putting in place plans for the installation of these GoSafe cameras at level crossings. The first one we'll be doing is this month at Merrion Gate in South Dublin, and the main focus there is the red lights. But as I say, kind of in the next few months, we intend to install two at Farran 4 and Minish as part of our initial phase. And while it will be about detecting both, the bigger issue that we have in that area, and the Gardaí have in that area, is the speeding issue.
So speeding is the big problem in Minish and Farran 4.
It is. Now, we have had instances where there's been damage to the crossings. I think probably one of the most dramatic level crossing damages I can ever recall us having was at Minish a couple of years ago, where a car simply ploughed through both barriers, both sides of the road when they were fully down, and causing very significant damage and causing delays as well. But there are obviously issues. I mean, Farran 4, obviously you're talking about kind of going through the village area there, and speeding being an issue from a public safety and from a rail safety point of view. So these will be mobile units. We will be moving them around, but I suppose in our initial deployment of them, we are looking at the different issues in the different locations that we have. So we are very keen, and as I say, working with the Gardaí in terms of developing their installation at Farran 4 and Minish. We've been doing some testing in the past. We've done some, I suppose, kind of speed monitoring in that area with the Gardaí, which does show to us the need to have those detection cameras at that point. And I suppose one of the things to be aware of for these detection cameras is that there are penalties, and the penalties are automatic in terms of the fixed charge notice which can issue. So if you go beyond the stop line when the red lights are flashing at a rail level crossing, that has the two penalty points and a fixed charge notice of €80, and speeding is three penalty points and €160. So this will be an automated process. It'll be recorded, it'll be detected, and those penalties will issue. And obviously, what we all want to see is people not to do this, rather than a lot of people being hit with fines and with penalty points.
And the Irish Times reported yesterday, Barry, that last year in 2025, there were 22 collisions with gates at level crossings across the country. That seems a lot to me. And isn't it a miracle that no one wasn't seriously injured or killed?
It's it is very concerning. I think collisions with other level crossings or bridges are two of our most critical safety issues that we experience. Now we had 28 in 2024, so I suppose it is positive now that 22 figure was up to about 10 days before Christmas. So I don't think we had we had too many more after that, but it does look like it's down a little bit. But we want to eliminate them altogether. Some of them involve cars or trucks. Some involve bikes, which people, and again, we've seen the CCTV afterward. Yeah, people literally, the gates are lowering and they will pedal like crazy, thinking they're saving themselves time. The next thing, the barrier knocks them off the bike. And, you know, you are talking about, you know, potential injury to road users as well as rail users. So it's very important on all points that people obey this. And as I said, these are particularly in relation to the automated crossings. We have other issues with user operator crossings in terms of people leaving gates open, which obviously poses a risk to following users, particularly in areas where people aren't following users may not be as familiar as the first user is with the crossing. So that's a different issue that we have to manage a different way. But with the automated crossings, we do now have this at our disposal to be able to deploy it at any areas where we see there are issues developing, and as I say, get to a position where we're preventing the issues from happening.
And finally, Barry, could I ask you on something separate? This has come up at Kerry County Council meeting back in December from Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy. He is he's calling on Irish Rail, he's calling on yourselves as Éireann Road Éireann to roll out a text messaging alert system to report antisocial behaviour on rail services serving Kerry. And this motion from Mikey Sheehy was passed at that meeting of Kerry County Council in December. He's asking Kerry County Council to formally write to Irish Rail, and they will do so, asking you to assess the feasibility of that say something style text scheme that would allow passengers to confidentially report antisocial behaviour via text message without feeling threatened or intimidated. And Mikey Sheehy feels that this sort of discreet reporting system would make a real difference for passengers.
I suppose we've two kind of ways that we address this. First, primarily, we do have a text reporting system in the commuter belt for Dart and commuter services in the Dublin area, because those trains on board them generally are unmanned. It's they're driver-only operated, whereas on our intercity services, including all of our services serving County Kerry, the Tralee line, obviously, we have customer service officers on board. So there is, I suppose, that ability to advise customer service officer if there are any issues. We also have, I suppose, a driver communication button at door areas at all of the trains. We do appreciate this, as well, neither of those are potentially discreet. So it is something, I mean, as I say, we would always engage with local authorities such as Kerry County Council on issues like this and how we might resource them. So as I say, we'd be happy to have that discussion. But right now, I suppose, the way we primarily address this on our intercity services is through advising people to contact customer service officer with any issues. We work very closely with the Gardaí, obviously on the first topic we were talking about with the Go Safe cameras, but also in terms of both preventing and responding to antisocial behaviour issues. We have a range of rapid response hubs around the network that allow our staff to directly contact local Garda stations for response, so that we can have Gardaí waiting at the next station if it's a situation that something is happening on board, and also proactive patrols with the Gardaí and with our own security resources. So security is very important for public transport. We're obviously the forthcoming Transport Security Force is going to be another benefit to assist us all in making sure we have a safe travelling environment for customers and working environment for staff. And say we will certainly engage with Kerry County Council on this. But right now, on board, we do have customer service officers who can help customers in those situations.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you again, Barry Kenny of Irish Rail.